Hi everyone, I'm Johan and I'm a senior cloud developer advocate working at Microsoft. In this video, we'll have a look at all the tools you need to work with Azure Static Web Apps and GitHub. First, you need to have a GitHub account and an Azure account. Both are free to create. You'll find the links to create these if needed in the video description below. You'll also need a code editor installed on your machine. If you don't already have it, I recommend you to install VS Code so you can use all the great extensions I'll show you just after. Let me tell you already that they will make your life way easier. In VS Code, you'll want to have at least these two extensions to work with Static Web Apps. The first is the Static Web Apps extension. Open the extension tab and search for Static Web Apps. Install this extension, and then you'll have a bunch of useful actions available to create new Static Web Apps and manage existing ones. If you go to the Azure tab, you can see all your static web apps with the deployed branches. From there, you can see the deployed app, update settings, or see also the linked functions. Now, speaking of functions, the second extension that will be useful is the Azure Functions extension. Once you'll install it, it will be easier to create functions API within your static web apps and test them also locally. Now, in addition to the VS Code extensions, there are also a few CLI tools that may come in handy. The first one is the Functions Core Tools. If you go to the docs linked in the video description, you'll end up on this page. Now, depending on your operating system, the installation instructions are a bit different, so you should really follow what the doc says that match your situation here. What this tool installs, it will be the fun CLI that comes along with the full function runtime, and that's allowing you to run and debug all your functions locally. Then, another must-have CLI tool is the Static Web Apps CLI. This CLI allows you to run your complete Static Web App locally, including the API and an authentication emulator so that you can fully develop and debug your apps locally. It requires Node.js to run, so if you don't have Node.js installed, you can see the video linked in the description. Now copy the npm install command in your terminal, wait a bit, and you're done. Now, if you tap swa start with the path to your build folder, followed by dash dash and the path to your API folder in a terminal, it will read your configuration, run a web server, start your functions API locally, start an authentication server, and expose everything for you under the 4280 localhost port. This is honestly my most useful tool when I work with a static web app. See, you can even test your authentication workflow. Now, what if I told you that instead of having to manually install all these tools yourself, you could also use a dev container instead that comes with everything already prepared for you. Sounds nice, right? If you don't know what's a dev container and how you can use it, you can also have a look at the videos that are linked in the description to hear more about that. Then using this icon from the remote development extension, select add dev container configuration and search for static web apps. It will add a few files to your project with all the container configuration. Now reopen your project in the container, wait a bit until the Docker image is ready, and that's it, you're ready to go with all the tools installed. Now you have everything you need to work with static web apps, so look at the next video to learn how to deploy your first static web app. See you!